Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldhar and their Masechah Sota Daf Dal. The first parak Hamakana. The Zichud Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara records nine opinions of Tanaim as to the duration of stira, seclusion, which renders her a sota. Later, a second brace is quoted in which five of those Tanaim provide different shiurim, which forces the reinterpretation of some of the statements of this brace. The Gemara later will explain that each Tana formed his opinion based on his own experience. Rishmael said, Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ha'ro, Kedei Ha'kafas Dekel. The time for defilement to occur, which is the time required for cohabitation, which only means the time required for the first stage of cohabitation, which practically is the time required to circle a palm tree. The Gemara explains that the first three parts of a statement are to clarify that only time for Ha'ro is required, and not the seduction beforehand, nor the entire act. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kedei Mazikas Akos, the time for mixing a cup of wine with water. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kedei Lishtoso, the time to drink it, which is explained later to mean to mix and drink it. Ben Azai says, Kedei Litzotzbea, the time to roast an egg. Rabbi Kiva says, Kedei Lugoma, the time to swallow it, which is explained to mean to roast and swallow it. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra says, the time to swallow three eggs, which the Gemara explains, is the same as Rabbi Kiva's shiur, but he prefers to describe it with a single term. Three more opinions are recorded. Point number two, Rav Avir expounded, Ko ochel lechem b'lo netil sedayim. Anyone who eats bread without washing the hands, ki ilu ba'al isha zona. It's as if he had relations with a harlot, as it says, ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. For on account of a harlot until a loaf of bread, reading it as, on account of eating a loaf of bread improperly, he's considered as if he had relations with a harlot. Rav objects to the drasha based on the language of the pasuk and explains the pasuk differently. Rav Elazar says, Ko mezalzel b'netil sedayim ne'akar mina olam. Anyone who belittles washing the hands is uprooted from the world. Rashi explains that violating rabbinical enactments warrants death. Rabbi Abahu said, Ko ocho pas bolo nigub yadayim ki ocho lechem tame. Anyone who eats bread without drying the hands after washing is as if he eats tame bread because it's repulsive to eat bread with wet hands. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan said, Ko adam sheish bo gasus haruach lebesof nikshol be'eshes ish. Anyone who has in him a haughtiness of spirit will ultimately be led to sin with a married woman, as it says, Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. A married woman, a precious soul, ensnares. Rav objects to this rush and explains the pasuk differently. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ko adam sheish bo gasus haruach ki hu oved avodas kochavim. Anyone who has in him haughtiness of spirit is as though he worships idols. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Ki hu kafa be'ikar. It's as though he has denied the fundamental principle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina said, Ki hu ba'al ko arayos. It's as though he had relations with all the forbidden relations. Ula said, Ki hu bana bama. It is as though he built an altar for idolatry. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara records nine opinions of Tanaim as to the duration of stira, which renders her a sota. Later, a second brace is quoted in which five of those Tanaim provide different shiurim, which forces the reinterpretation of some of the statements of this brace. The Gemara later will explain that each Tana formed his opinion based on his own experience. Rishmael said, Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ha'ro, Kedei Ha'kafas Dekel. The time for defilement to occur, which is the time required for cohabitation, which only means the time required for the first stage of cohabitation, which practically is the time required to circle a palm tree. The Gemara explains that the first three parts of a statement are to clarify that only time for Ha'ro is required, and not the seduction beforehand, nor the entire act. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kedei Mazikas Akos, the time for mixing a cup of wine with water. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kedei Lishtoso, the time to drink it, which is explained later to mean to mix and drink it. Ben Azai says, Kedei Litzotzbea, the time to roast an egg. Rabbi Kiva says, Kedei Lugoma, the time to swallow it, which is explained to mean to roast and swallow it. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra says, the time to swallow three eggs, which the Gemara explains, is the same as Rabbi Kiva's shiur, but he prefers to describe it with a single term. Three more opinions are recorded. Point number two, Rav Avir expounded, Ko ochel lechem b'lo netil sedayim. Anyone who eats bread without washing the hands, ki ilu ba'al isha zona. It's as if he had relations with a harlot, as it says, ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. For on account of a harlot until a loaf of bread, reading it as, on account of eating a loaf of bread improperly, he's considered as if he had relations with a harlot. Rav objects to the drasha based on the language of the pasuk and explains the pasuk differently. Rabbi Elazar says, Ko mezalzel b'netil sedayim ne'akar mina olam. Anyone who belittles washing the hands is uprooted from the world. Rashi explains that violating rabbinical enactments warrants death. Rabbi Abahu said, Ko ocho pas bolo nigub yadayim ki ocho lechem tame. Anyone who eats bread without drying the hands after washing is as if he eats tame bread because it's repulsive to eat bread with wet hands. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan said, Ko adam sheish bo gasus haruach lebesof nikshol be'eshes ish. Anyone who has in him a haughtiness of spirit will ultimately be led to sin with a married woman, as it says, Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. A married woman, a precious soul, ensnares. Rabbi objects to this rush and explains the pasuk differently. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, "Ko adam sheish bo gasus aruch ki wa obed avodas kochavim." Anyone who has in him hardiness of spirit is as though he worships idols. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, "Ki wa kafu beikar." It's as though he has denied the fundamental principle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina said, "Ki u ba'al ko harayos." It's as though he had relations with all the forbidden relations. Ula said, "Ki u banabama." It is as though he built an altar for idolatry. All right, so now we get our siman daf dalet, and our standard siman is a delet, a door. And just a reminder that we're using the word red together with the simanim throughout the Masechta to anchor these as sota simanim. So here goes. When the red sota door with 9 different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the Netilas Yadayim cup and towel were missing, as well as a haughty person bowing down to Avodah Zorah placed on top of an altar he built. So once again, it's a motion. When the red sota door, that must be more dalet, door. When the red sota door with 9 different clocks on it was open, which reminds us, the Gemara records 9 opinions of Tanaim as to the duration of stira, which renders her a sota. So when the red sota door with 9 different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the Netilas Yadayim cup and towel were missing. Which reminds us, Rav Avir expanded, "Kol ochel lechem b'lo netilas yadayim." Anyone who eats bread without washing the hands, "Kigul ba'al eish hazona." It's as if he had relations with the harlot. Rav Elazar says, "Kol mezalzel b'netilas yadayim nekar mina olam." Anyone who belittles washing the hands is uprooted from the world. Rashi explains that violating the Rabbanan enactments warrants death. Rav Yalboa said, "Kol ochel pas b'lo nigub yadayim, kigul ochel lechem tame." Anyone who eats bread without drying the hands after washing is as if he eats tame bread, because it's repulsive to eat bread with wet hands. So when the red sota door with 9 different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the Netilas Yadayim cup and towel were missing, as well as a haughty person bowing down to Avodah Zorah placed on top of an altar he built, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the evils of gasas aruch, haughtiness. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, "Kol adam sheish bo gasas aruch ki ilu oved avodas kochavim." Anyone who has in him haughtiness of spirit is as though he worships idols. And Ula says that anyone who has a gaiva is ki ilu banabama. It's as though he built an altar for idolatry. So once again, when the red sota door with 9 different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the Netilas Yadayim cup and towel were missing, as well as a haughty person bowing down to Avodah Zorah placed on top of an altar he built. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Chazara. Daf Samech Hei. So the Simmer Daf Samech Hei is sheep or shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd, that must be one Daf Samech Hei. The shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with 3 graves, which reminds us, one who discovers a corpse for the first time in a place lying normally, he may remove it with its surrounding earth. Because it's buried alone, there's reason to believe it was buried temporarily and may be moved. The same applies to 2 discovered graves. If he found 3 buried at intervals matching a Jewish burial ground, harzo shchunas kvaros, it's a graveyard zone, meaning they were intentionally buried and none can be moved. Furthermore, he must inspect the area for other possible burial chambers up to 20 amos away. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with 3 graves, where a metzora was trying to figure out if the white-spotted nega preceded the white hair, or the reverse, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, "Kol safek negaim b'tchila tahor." All doubts of negaim in the beginning are ruled tahor, ad shelo nizkak kutuma, as long as he has not been confirmed tameh. Now, she explains that this refers to a case where 2 people, or even 1, display 2 negaim of different sizes, and the second week they're both the same larger size. The smaller one having spread should cause confirmed saras. Because it's unknown which nega has grown and no nega has yet been confirmed, both are declared tahor. Rabbi Yeshua said that a nega which is unknown, if the white spot preceded the white hair, which would be tameh, or the white hair preceded the white spot, which is tahor, is ruled tahor. So the shepherd got so spooked when he accidentally brought his flock into a graveyard zone with 3 graves, where a metzora was trying to figure out if the white spotted nega preceded the white hair, or the reverse, that he himself forgot that he was in the middle of being bodek for 7 things on his unconfirmed discharge. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, "B'shibet rachim bodkin es azav ad shelo nizkak koziva." Azav is examined in 7 ways as long as he has not been confirmed for tuma ziva, meaning if he has not yet experienced a second discharge, which makes him tummy for 7 days. The Mishnah lists food, drink, carrying a load, jumping, illness, seeing or thinking of something that arouses him as activities that may have externally caused the ziva. Mishin nizkak koziva ain bodkino. So once he has been confirmed for tuma ziva, meaning he experienced 2 discharges without external causes, he is not examined, and a 3rd discharge will require carbon regardless of its cause. Daf Samach Vav. So the Simmer Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The hairy tailor, that must be more Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The hairy tailor who became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Samech Hamad Beis said that once a zav is confirmed tamei, his semen is tamei. The Gemara asks in reference to what halacha this is said, since even the semen of a tahor person is matamei through touch. The Gemara answers that it means to say that it's matamei through masa, caring. So, the hairy tailor became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain, was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered a shop for fear of being caught by the king, which reminds Rabbi Norai holds that Shmuel was a Nazir, as the Pasuk says, Mora liyalo rosho, and a mora shall not go on his head. He explains, since the word mora also appears in reference to Shimshon, we say that just as the word mora, razor, regarding Shimshon means he was to be a Nazir, so too the word mora regarding Shmuel means he was to be a Nazir, and a razor shall not go on his head. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that mora refers to fear from mankind, saying he would fear no one. Rabbi Norai responded, but it was said, and Shmuel said, how will I go to anoint David? Shaul will hear and kill me. So we see from here that fear of men was upon him. Rather, the word mora must mean that his hair would not be cut as an Uzzer. So, the hairy tailor who became tamei by carrying a zav's old suit that had a certain stain was surprised when a navi on his way to carry out a mission entered his shop for fear of being caught by the king, who told the tailor to make a bracha on the food for a siyam, and he would say, Amen. Which reminds us, there's some machlokes regarding which is greater, making the bracha or answering, Amen. Daf Beis, so the Siman Daf Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The Sotu secluded herself in the red Sota house. Red Sota house, that must be on Daf Beis, bias. The Sotu secluded herself in the red Sota house with a Nazir after being warned not to do so, which reminds us the opening mission teaches that what constitutes Kinui and Stira is if the husband says, do not be in seclusion with this man, not if he just said, do not speak to him. And then the Gemara opens, explaining the placement of Masechus Nazir. Why was the Parsha of Nazir placed near the Parsha of Sota in the Torah? To tell you that anyone who sees a Sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Naziris from wine. So, the Sotu secluded herself in the red Sota house with a Nazir, after being warned not to do so, who was leafing through a matchmaking book titled Heavenly Matches with a picture of Kriyas Yamsuf on its cover, which reminds us the Gemara discusses how to reconcile various Divrei Chazal regarding making matches between a man and a woman, such as a mezabkin lo la'adam isha o lefimas, if they only pair a man to a woman according to his deeds, v'kashim ha'zavukun k'kriyas Yamsuf, and they're as difficult to pair as splitting the Red Sea, and arbaim yom kodem yitziras avod, 40 days before the forming of an embryo, a baskol goes forth and says, bas poni lo poni, bais poni lo poni, sada poni lo poni, the daughter of poni is destined for poni. This particular house is destined for poni, and this particular field is destined for poni. So the Sota secluded herself in the red Sota house with a Nazir, after being warned not to do so, who was leafing through a matchmaking book titled Heavenly Matches with a picture of Kriyas Yamsuf on its cover, was spotted by one witness who saw her do Stira. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the basis of the Machlokas for how many Edim are required for Kinui and Stira. Rabbi Eliezer says two for Kinui and one for Stira, which could be even himself. Rabbi Yeshua says two for both. And Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Eliezer holds the opposite. He holds only one for Kinui, which could be even himself, and two for Stira. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel. Camel, that must be more on Daf Gimel, gamal. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. Reb Meir said, Adam over aver b'seis v'kosh baruch hu machriz ala b'galuli. A person commits a sin privately, such as an unfaithful wife, and a kosh baruch hu announces it openly. Rashi explains that a kosh baruch hu causes the husband to warn her. Reish Lakish said, Ein adam over aver elin ken niknas b'ruach shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, which reminds us, the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel said, Ein adam mekanel ishto im ken niknas b'ruach. A person only warns his wife if a spirit entered him, which he bases on the pasuk. Amoraim disagree about the nature of this ruach. The rabbi said it's a ruach tuma, but Ravashi said it's a ruach tahara out of an intolerance for promiscuity. The Gemara finds support for Ravashi and a brisa regarding the pasuk, Vekina es ishto, and he shall warn his wife. Rabbi Shmuel said Rashus, it's merely a permit for him to do so, but not a chiyuv. Rabbi Kiva said chove, it is an obligation to do so if he suspects her. Since these tanaim hold as either Rashus or a chove to warn her, it stands to reason that the ruach which caused him to do so is a pure one. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, carrying a picture of a sinner who was bound up with a dog, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rav Yonasan, Anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, it precedes him and goes before him in the world to come and announces his arrival. And anyone who commits one sin in this world, it envelops him and goes before him on the day of judgment. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kashur bo kakelev, the sin is bound to him like a dog, referring to the remaining attached after mating. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step when the pudding matches together is difficult, like Kriyas Yamsuf, that's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 2. Which step do we have 9 opinions as to the duration of Stira, that's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which step when that floating tumma, meaning tumma which is suspended in water, is ruled Tahor in the case of a Suffolk if the tumma was touched, that's on Daf Samach Dalet and Nazar. Good. Number 4. Which of the when the Kodesh Baruch Hu announces publicly the averos one does privately, and a person only sins if a ruach shtus enters him, that's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which of the when the one who has gasus a ruach, arrogance, is as though he built a bama for avodah zorah, that's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which of the when the once a zav is confirmed tamei, shif chazaro tamei, the semen is tamei and is also metamei through masa, caring, that's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 7. Which of the one Rabbi Eliezer says that a sin done in this world in Olhaba clings to the person like a dog, that's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which of the Machok is regarding how many Eidim are required for Kinui and Stira, that's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the Machok is if the Ruach that enters the husband is a Ruach Tahara or Ruach Tuma, that's on Daf Gimel. Good. And number 10, which stuff they learn about the negative implications of not washing one's hands or drying one's hands before eating bread, that's on Daf Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.